So in the 80s, there was a big thing with spandex pants and big hair, and sometimes even guys would wear the spandex. Now, 21st century world that we live in, a lot of people, they call them yoga pants now instead of just spandex, which I think it's more or less the same thing. I don't know for sure. It's hard to not see them when you're out and about. I think that's generally what I'm getting at here.
I take great note of yoga pants out. But, it's different than spandex. Spandex had kind of almost, it would package it, sort of like sausage casing. But in the yoga pack, they make the seams and the contours, so it goes in there. I mean, it like digs in there and roots around and finds the crevices, all whether good crevices or not. But yeah, yoga pants, there's a certain technology to those that I absolutely appreciate in the out there in the wild.
I think it's a genetic thing, and it's a male-female thing. It doesn't matter, even those people that are non-designated whatever at this point in time, I think we can all agree at that. Some are camouflage. They have different designs. They're not all any particular color. There is a thing, though, just recently, and I've heard the complaint before.
Okay.
Inappropriate wear for maybe the office, inappropriate dress for certain places, but everyone wears them all the time. In fact, if you do a search, you'll see that there's even people who are caught wearing them who probably shouldn't, or at least should probably think better before leaving the house. Or maybe that is that being too judgmental. What I'm trying to say is some people, you fit in 10-pound bags of stuff into a 5-pound bag. Does that make sense?
Are we talking sausage casing again? You're basically saying there's too much meat for the sausage casing?
No, not... Okay, let me get to what it is. So this woman just recently wrote... See, because you...
I go to the bad place.
You do to the bad place. This is one of the... He went to the bad place, Mommy. He went to the bad place
again.
Now
you're making me sound really horrible. Now you're making me sound criminal. I'm just talking about creases and crevices and yoga pants of just showing me where I want to put my digits.
Well, you put your digits or your implements wherever they need to go is what I'm saying. Tuck them, be comfortable. His bottom line is be comfortable with who you are. Lately, though, there have been parents that are coming out and they're begging and pleading with women, if not to have rules in place, because they say people should be free to wear what they want within reason. But they're making nice requests for women not to wear them because young men are so distracted, apparently, it's to the point where they can't control themselves.
Wait, where are they making these requests? Just to women in general? Or is it like, I know there have been stories where schools have forbade them, for example, which I think is BS myself.
If they had this when I was in school, I might have had whiplash is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like when I was in school, there was mohawks and there would be like a dyed hair, the Aquanet hair thing going on. They
had
the satellite dish on their forehead.
Somebody who grew up in the 80s, it's the goofiest looking look, but boy, is it sexy as hell to me.
Yeah, just recently, there was a story of a mom writing a letter to a big time university saying that she understood limitations about freedom and everything, and she didn't want to change rules, but she was just hoping and begging and pleading that these young women, co-eds, for instance, let's just say, that they would stop wearing these leggings, I guess, or is what they call them. They don't hear anybody say that they're spandex. They just say leggings or yoga pants. Yeah. Like, oh, it's too much for her kids to handle.
This is my take on that. If you've raised a male child, and the child is going to lose control because some girl or student near him is wearing overly tight pants, you did a shitty job raising a decent human being.
Yes, that's real simple. Distraction. We all have to live with distraction. I mean, really, seriously, what it is. I mean, back in the 20s, when the women would go to the beach or the pool, they'd show ankle, and then they'd be, that's a little
those
too much.
Those whores.
That's exactly right. You know what's liable to happen to you? You're going to get attacked. You better wear socks under that.
And here's the thing. Like, if girls were showing up to class just wearing a thong and nothing else, you might have an
issue.
Sign me up. I would probably just matriculate.
I think that's
immediately
the club. You just don't want to eat off the buffet. That's a whole nother show.
If it was that, that's one thing. But they're covered. It's just contoured pants. And we've, like you said, we've had those since tight jeans were in the 60s and the 70s. You know, the high waist and stuff. But yeah, it was all very tight. And then spandex in the 80s. Again, I have no problem with yoga pants. If they're covering everything, what else can you complain about? Is it too tight? And how do you legislate that?
You can't legislate that.
I understand if you're saying going to an office, for example, you can have a certain dress code and you can say must be slacks, must be a button-down blouse or a polo or a sweater or something like that. No sweatpants. Like I know most businesses will frown on sweatpants or shorts or t-shirts sometimes, even unless it's like a special day. Make those rules in there. But like in college, for crying out loud, most people, you're lucky they're in class and that they've managed to drag their butt out of bed. Yoga pants, they're pants. They are covering everything. They are not indecent.
It's sort of like in football. I'm going to make an analogy that may or may not be appropriate.
Okay. By the way, those guys wear tight pants all the time, those whores.
That's true. And they wear pads to protect themselves, apparently, for too aggressive attack is really what it boils down to. Act like you've been there before. Don't act like a fool who's never actually been there. And maybe the term score is a bad choice here, but you have a emotional response. There's distraction in life everywhere. You gotta look at it. You gotta take a quick glimpse. You don't want to leer. You don't want to seem lecherous. You don't want to seem like you're going to be someone they need to be afraid of. And this could be a male-female thing just the same. You got to respect other people's personal space. That's all there really is.
Well, and the other thing, which is so ridiculous about it, when you talk about what people wear, you and I are about the same age. We went to school in the 70s and into the 80s. And I remember back in the day, especially you talk the 70s and early 80s, the shorts people would wear. Remember, you could get those Agler shorts or those athletic shorts or the stuff that Larry Bird wore when he was playing basketball. You know, nowadays shorts go to the knee or below. They're not even shorts, but just the short shorts. That's what shorts were. This woman who's complaining because her lecherous kid can't stop staring at his girl's asses in his class. She was probably wearing shorts that showed her butt crack and underwear every day to school in the warm weather. And that was considered normal back then. So, you know, I think people need to remember what they wore and what was reasonable and appropriate. By the way, I loved watching the short shorts when I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
Well, yeah, a little ass hanging out. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, a little,
I mean, seriously.
Squeaky, squeaky butt cheek. That's great.
The other thing is ass pants, which is a whole nother. That's what I call
it. Wait, what's an ass pants?
Ass pants are the low rise. They're not wearing them as much now, but a couple years ago, they had the low rise jeans, and then they'd have like the thong or whatever
else. The
whale
tail sticking out at the top.
Yeah, and then they, like in the grocery store, it always goes back to the grocery store. When you're at the store, and then they'll go grab something on a lower shelf, and you're just pushing your cart behind them, and then they go to grab something, and then they look at you with disdain because what? Their ass is hanging out, and somehow you happen to look. Yeah, I took a look. I didn't grab the ass. I looked at the ass. Maybe if it was covered up and not hanging out, I'm not a bad guy.
Well, I'm usually a little more subtle, unless I'm throwing quarters into the
slot. A little more subtle? I didn't say I stopped the cart and banged into her. I just said I take a look.
You go, holy cow, look at them ass pants.
There's ass hanging out. You gotta look. It's you can't help it. It's involuntary. It's how you respond, though. You gotta hold back just because you're attracted. Just because, I mean, I see a lot of things that are very scary. I don't run in the opposite direction. I'll take a look, and then I roll on. That's what you do in life.
You just have to play it cool, man. That's the way it is. Just play it cool. Take it out of the sexual kind. Oh, I'm distracted. I'm a fat guy. I eat more than I should, but I can walk down the candy aisle of a store and not lose my control and have an absolute fit and start shoving Oreos in my mouth just because they're sitting 2 feet away from me.
These are the same people who complain about the leggings and other stuff is when they see someone out who's all inked up or they might have some like gauges in their ears or whatever, maybe pierced nose, and they go, oh, you shouldn't leave the house. Oh my God, you're the end of the world. You know what? Yeah, okay. You see it. It's different. You stand out. And then the flip coin is I've had those people that I've talked to, friends of mine, who'll go, I'm tired of people staring at me. Well, I'm sorry, you've made yourself a little different. You stand out from the crowd. That's why you're getting extra looks.
Yeah.
If you don't want that, look like everybody else instead of an individual. I mean, I'm just saying.
We all have to have an awareness. There's a reason why I don't go walking around with a Speedo, because I don't want everyone turning their heads and causing car accidents, because I am super sexy and it will draw their attention. And I do it as a public service to not wear my Speedo outside of the house. If you know you look just dead sexy in those yoga pants, you know you're wearing them and you know people are going to notice them. I think it's a two-way street. You can't get my, like, you know, it's like when a woman wears like a super low-cut shirt and her tits are hanging out and you look at him, my eyes are up here. I go, yeah, but your tits are down there and they're way bigger than your eyes.
You just, it's just no different than a breastfeeding baby thing. You get a glance, you just a glance, and then you look up, make eye contact, smile, and walk on. Yeah. It's because it's you don't see it every single day. If we were in some third world nation where women were like putting babies and latching them on while they're in the rice paddy or something like that, you just go, oh, more rice to pick. It'd be no deal, a different deal. But again, the other side, hypersensitivity about seeing it and, oh, the kids can't control themselves. And then the opposite, complaining because somebody actually takes a look. You know that you're dressed in a way that's going to be provocative and draw attention. And on the opposite side, you got to be able to act like you've lived a little bit. This is what I was told years ago on a college campus where I went to school at Wright State.
You have the right to remain silent. Is that what they said?
Right. They go, they were casting like a movie. And they were doing a deal, and they were like, oh, you know, you might be good. You got offbeat good looks. I'm like, what does that mean?
Wait, they told you?
Yes. I healed up well after a brick attack or something. I don't know what exactly that means.
That means you could play the wacky neighbor on a sitcom is what that means.
There's a future in it. Sign me up. I don't care at this point. I want a money check. But again, it's about looking and acting like you've been someplace before.
I was at a Panera Bread, and I'm a dad, and this was years ago when my kids were little kids. Like, I was dealing with toddlers and stuff at the time. And so you, when you're a dad, you notice little kids a lot because you relate to them and you kind of speak their language and you go, oh, hi, whatever. And this woman, she had this baby and she was holding them. And I'm like, oh, that's a really adorable baby. And I'm trying to get a look at the baby and I'm sort of staring. Then I realized it's just like, oh, she's breastfeeding at that moment.
And so you looked a little lecherous.
Well, I looked like I'm trying to get a good peek. And then I'm like, here's what bothers me about breastfeeding. Fine, breastfeed. I don't care. But there's like this hypersensitive reaction on either side of it. On one hand, you get the people who are like, I can't see it. It's like, oh, come on. Everyone's seen a boob before in your life. And, you know, it happens and people do it and just deal with it. So the people who overly freak out is one thing. But then on the other hand, you got the people who are like, it's totally natural. You should be able to do it. I'm like, well, so's masturbating. That's 100% natural. But I'm not doing that at a Panera Bread.
But you ought not do it in public. That's exactly right.
At least not in the corner. And I'm not equating breastfeeding with masturbating, but it's a natural thing is not a defense for things. Pooping is natural. That is something pretty much, unless you have a problem, everybody is doing at least once every day.
Just don't leave the kids in the restaurant in the middle of the floor. Leave them in the pool and flush them down like you should.
Exactly.
You just have to act like you have some respect for yourself and someone else.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. I mean, that's the rules of life. Act like you've been there before. Don't hurt anybody. Handle your business. And if it's a hanging out, someone's going to take a peek. Don't be shocked. Don't leer.
My view on life is I go by the Bill and Ted motto. Be excellent to each other.
I think we should just leave it there. How do you? I mean, that says everything.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.